For several hours the Nautilus drifted in this brilliant tide, and our wonderment grew when we saw huge marine animals cavorting in it, like the fire-dwelling salamanders of myth. In the midst of these flames that didn't burn, I could see swift, elegant porpoises, the tireless pranksters of the seas, and sailfish 3 meters long, those shrewd heralds of hurricanes, whose fearsome broadsword sometimes banged against the lounge window. Then smaller fish appeared, miscellaneous triggerfish, leatherjacks, unicorn fish, and 100 others that left stripes on this luminous atmosphere in their course. Some magic lay behind this dazzling sight. Perhaps some atmospheric condition had intensified this phenomenon. Perhaps a storm had been unleashed on the surface of the waves. But only a few meters down, the Nautilus felt no tempest's fury, and the ship rocked peacefully in the midst of the calm waters. And so it went, some new wonder constantly delighting us. Conseil observed and classified his zoophytes, articulates, mollusks, and fish. The days passed quickly, and I no longer kept track of them. Ned, as usual, kept looking for changes of pace from our standard fare. Like actual snails, we were at home in our shell, and I can vouch that it's easy to turn into a full-fledged snail. So this way of living began to seem simple and natural to us, and we no longer envisioned a different lifestyle on the surface of the planet Earth, when something happened to remind us of our strained circumstances. On January 18, the Nautilus lay in longitude 105 degrees and latitude 15 degrees south. The weather was threatening, the sea rough and billowy. The wind was blowing a strong gust from the east. The barometer, which had been falling for some days, forecast an approaching struggle of the elements.